very curious.
Would you ever say anything like touchous or touchy or testy or feisty?
Touchous, I'd go and say.
All right, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
bad.
If somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just...
Just wait a bit.
Just keep...
Keep on.
Keep
quiet.
Calm.
Yeah. Keep quiet till I explain it, or calm till I explain it.
All right. And you've already said something like this, I think, before. If you've been working very hard, you'd say you're very...
Tired.
If you've worked extremely hard, you're just all...
Give up.
And what's another way of saying that? It's a form of wear out instead of give out.
About wore out.
All right. If a person had been well, and then you heard that he was in the hospital, you might say, well, when was it that he...
Went in the hospital.
Well, you want to know when he came down with the disease, though. When did he...
Get sick.
He's sick now, but he'll be well again.
Hope so.
We're not there yet, but we'll be there...
Quick as we can.
Would you ever say by and by? By and by, do you ever say that?
Sometimes. We'll be there by and by.
All right, If a person sat in a draft and he began to cough, you'd say last night he...
He coughed.
Well, he, his eyes started running and he was sneezing. He... What's the disease that he...
Sinus.
Well, it's not that. It's a disease that you get in the wintertime or when you've been out and gotten wet.
Croup? Cold?
Yeah. All right. And if you have a... When you get a cold, do you say he caught cold or he took cold or... What? How do you say that?
You caught cold.
Okay. And if...
I say I took cold or you took cold. Sometimes I caught cold.
So you can say both. If it affected his voice and it got very low, you'd say he's very...
Got a croup.
Well, he's got a cold, really, but his voice is low.
It's a croup.
Well,
sore throat.
No, it's not really that. It's just that his voice sounds funny. Would you ever say whore?
Horse.
How do you say it?
Horse.
And if I go, I've got a...
Cough.
And I might say, because I've been riding the bus all day, I'm feeling a little bit...
Sleep.
Yes. And then at 6 o'clock in the morning, I will...
Get up.
Well, before you get up, you have to... When the alarm goes off, I will... Meaning, you know, you open your eyes.
Yeah.
What do you do?
You open your eyes.
Well, what does that mean?
When the clock goes off, you wake up.
Yeah, that's it. And he's still sleeping. You'd better go...
Call me.
Or using wake, you'd better go...
Sleep about him already.
He's still asleep, and you want to say, I'm going to go wake.
Wake him up.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you?
Give it to him.
Or you ask the patient, why haven't you? He was supposed to.
Give it to him.
This is using the word take. You say to him, why haven't you?
Took your medicine.
And he might say, Yesterday I.
Turkey.
And I will.
Today.
I will do what?
Take better.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you're stone?
Deaf.
If you worked hard in the hot sun, a man might take off his wet shirt and say, look how much I have.
Sweaty.
What do you call a sore that comes to a head, has a core in it?
Psoriasis.
Any other name for that?
I saw pimples when I do that.
Is boil the same thing? How do you say that?
I call them rashes when they're boils, but there's little old pimples that come to a head too.
And when the boil, the rising opens, the stuff that drains out is what?
Corruption.
If you had an infection in your hand, it would do what if it got bigger?
Infect.
Well, the bee stung me in my hand.
You'd have infection in it.
Well, if it got bigger, though, you'd say my hand.
Swell.
And it's still pretty badly...